سلام، فهیم هستم. پادکست این هفته رادیو آیلتس آفرینش رو به سمع شنوندگان محترم این برنامه میرسونیم. با ما همراه باشید. در آخرین پادکست رادیو آیلتس، کیوکاری رو با موضوع یک مباحثه جالب که برگرفته از کتاب کمبریج آیلتس 13 بود بررسی کردیم. در این برنامه قصد داریم تا سوالات پارت سوم این کیو کارت رو مورد بحث قرار بدیم. قبل از بررسی این سوالات، خالی از لطف نیست که توجه شما رو به این نکته جلب کنم. با توجه به فرصت بسیار محدود شما در این بخش و آرگومنتیتیو بودن ماهیت سوالات، سعی کنید دلایلی رو بیان کنید که بدون اتلاف وقت و تلاش برای آماده سازی ایده ها اونها رو بتونید بیان کنید. سوال اول رو میشنویم. Why is it good to discuss problems with other people?
Well, it's clear that we're so limited in terms of our brain capacity. You know, like I'm no know-it-all fella, and I'm quite sure that the majority also think this way. Discussing our issues with others, especially with those that we're in the same boat with, expands our knowledge since we're going to get a whole lot of other ideas simply by putting our heads together. From personal experience, this has always been a viable way to the best solution to my problems. Plus, you don't have to take whatever others say for granted, you know? You could also add a touch of your own intuition and make sure that you're not just gathering a hodgepodge of never plausible ideas.
تعدادی از لغات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این جواب رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
A know-it-all.
کسی که همه چیز رو می‌دونه.
Joe thinks he's a know-it-all, but he doesn't know anything. To be in the same boat.
در شرایط یکسان بودن با یک شخص دیگه.
Both of us have financial issues. We're in the same boat. Putting heads together.
هم فکر کردن.
I was looking for an idea, so we started putting our heads together. Take something for granted.
قبول کردن چیزی بیچون و چرا.
I don't take anything for granted.
Hodgepodge. مجموعه در هم ریخته.
The man had collected a hodgepodge of worthless watches.
سوال دوم رو با هم دیگه گوش میدیم.
Do you think that it's better to talk to friends and not family about problems? It heavily depends on what kind of a problem it is that we're talking about. I mean, sometimes, or I'd say most of the times, the family has this habit of blowing things out of proportion, and then a lot of heads would roll. All I'm saying is that you could save yourself a lot of unnecessary drama just by sharing your problems with a close circle of friends you trust most. Now, I'm not saying that the families don't offer a helping hand when you need it. The problem is that this helping hand might also slap you in the face. So I'd say you're better off without it. By the way, trusting someone as a friend is very critical. You let some dude in on your secrets only to realize what a terrible mistake you've made when he shows the cloven hoof.
تعدادی از اصطلاحات و کلمات به کار برده شده در این جواب رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Blow things out of proportion. از کاه کوه ساختن. You're not really helping by blowing things out of proportion. Heads will roll.
دردسر درست شدن.
If father finds out about this, heads are gonna roll. Let someone in on something.
فاش کردن راز.
I made a mistake to let him in on my family secrets. To show the cloven hoof.
شخصیت شیطانی خود رو آشکار کردن.
When we found the stolen wallet, he showed his cloven hoof.
سوال سوم رو گوش میدیم.
What do you think will be the future impact of technology on communication in the workplace?
It's really hard to say, you know. You can't ever get a good grasp of it. I mean, as far as the forms that technology can take in our lives are concerned, sky's the limit. But I'm sure whatever technological advancement is achieved in future would be mainly paving the way to bring about faster and more secure communication than what we already got. I haven't figured out the term yet, but ultra-instant automation system, maybe? Something that makes communication super faster than now. That way, we'd have genuinely efficient working hours. What's more is, security might also be enhanced. Not all working places are all about handling worthless trivialities, you know. In some cases, highly valuable information might be transmitted among the staff. Security kind of matters in these cases.
در ادامه تعدادی از اصطلاحات و لغاتی که در این جواب به کار برده شد رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Get a good grasp of something. چیزی رو به خوبی متوجه شدن. If you're going to solve this problem, you need to have a good grasp of the premises. Sky's the limit.
محدودیتی وجود نداره.
You can achieve whatever you want. Sky's the limit. Pave the way.
تسهیل کردن.
The government has to create many jobs and pave the way for a better society. همراهان گرامی، خوشحالم که تا این لحظه با ما بودید. به انتهای برنامه این هفته نزدیک میشیم. تا پادکست بعدی، خدا نگهدار.